Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. Today I have with me 100 DMV and DJ Full Effect.
Wow. Sam, what do you do?
All right. So I hope everybody is fine today. And let's start this interview. So what, are you a part of a label?
Yes, ma'am. Two Lawyer Association.
Okay. Awesome. So how long have you been rapping?
Since the sixth grade. Long time.
DJ Full Effect, how long have you been making beats?
Since I was 13 years old.
Awesome.
Young man.
Awesome. Okay, so what kind of rapper do you consider yourself to be?
A real humble rapper.
Okay, well, what genre of rap do you consider yourself to be in?
A little bit of street, but I'm just being me, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no specific rap style, like, cool at all. We could go to church and not rap, too.
Okay, cool. All right, so what inspired you to become an artist?
Sixth grade English class. That's what inspired me.
Okay. And what inspired you to become an engineer?
Engineer? Well, I started when I was about 12 years old. I thought I was a rapper, but I wasn't. I found out quickly that I wasn't. So I said, why not make beats for myself? So once I decided to make beats for myself, I figured I could get better at it, and I did. So just about maybe a year ago, that's when I really started to take it seriously.
That's really cool. So what do you do when you're not performing?
Mostly studio, trying to build my craft and, like brand myself, get everybody to know me.
Okay, cool. So what do you do when you're not making beats?
Well, I mean, I'm just a regular 18-year-old, you know. I play basketball here and there, but I'm really just scheming on how I can, you know, build myself up and get better at what I'm doing, my craft.
Okay. So, 100, when is your next mixtape coming out?
Hold on, say it again.
When is your next mixtape coming out?
Why are you going to say my name again?
Oh, okay. 100, when is your next mixtape coming out?
I don't have an exact date, but real soon. Real soon. It's almost done for real, like a few more songs, but it's coming real soon.
DJ Full Effect, do you have a CD that just has all your beats on it?
I don't have a CD per se. I used to make CDs a lot, but those beats weren't up to my caliber, my standard. So I'm working on a CD right now, actually, but most of my music is on SoundCloud.
Okay. So, 100,
mm-hmm.
Where can your mixtape be purchased from?
It could be on Live Mixtape, Spinrilla, That Piff,
Bandcamp,
SoundClick. SoundClick, not a lot of SoundCloud. I just put singles on SoundCloud. I'm about to get into the iTunes thing. I really haven't gotten into it yet, but I feel as though I don't have to charge people for my music, but I think I'm about to start.
Oh. Okay, I mean, hey, that's how you get started, you know? Okay, so what makes you different from the rest, 100?
I'm from D.C. We different, period. Like, I feel as though we come from a different planet. Yeah, like, when you say you're from D.C., people don't look at you the same way. But I'm gonna change that. Everybody gonna know who 100 is in a minute.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, let them know. I didn't want to tell them, but
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So, DJ Full Effect, what makes you different from the rest of the engineers out here?
Well, I pride myself on not limiting myself to one genre. I like to make every type of music, all type of music, whether it be pop, rap, hip-hop, anything that you want or need. Country, yeah, I make country too. You need, hey, shout out Keith Urban. Hit me up. But honestly, though, I don't pride myself in sticking to one genre. I like to broaden out, listen to all different types of music, and make music for anybody and everybody. And I don't sample any other music. All my beats are original. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that definitely does make you different from the rest when it's all you.
Yeah.
Okay, so. So 100, where did you get your name from?
Basically, my name speaks for itself. Like, a lot of people out here say they 100, but they really not. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying? I don't lie about nothing. I tell the truth, and I'm a down-to-earth guy. Like, I'm 100. You know what I'm saying? I keep it that way. So whenever you got a problem with somebody and you need to know the real answer, the truth, just ask me. I'm going to tell you.
All right. So, DJ Full Effect, where did you get your name from?
Because every beat that you get, you're going to get the full effect of. It's going to hit you, and you're going to enjoy every single beat.
Okay. Get it. All right. So, 100, how old are you?
No, I'm 27.
Okay. Well, DJ Full Effect already told us that he was 18, so we got you. All right. So. Oh, my goodness. This is all about fun. It's all about fun. So, 100, where are you from?
Washington, D.C., Northwest.
All right. And DJ Full Effect, where are you from?
Born in Virginia. Raised in Maryland.
Okay. So, what?
That's
okay.
The DMV right there, the whole DMV.
Yes. So, 100, what is your favorite song that you have ever made?
Favorite song? I don't really have a favorite. I like all of them.
Oh, you got to pick one.
Favorite?
Uh-huh.
I think Testimony is my favorite song.
Okay. And why is that?
Because it's real. It ain't no, it's not a rap. It's me talking to you. Telling you how I feel.
Okay.
It's more than me.
Oh, go ahead. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something. Okay, so let's see, DJ Full Effect, what is your favorite beat that you've ever made?
Oh, man. That's like asking me to pick my favorite child. I don't know. I don't have any children, by the way. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Sorry, Mom. All right. I would probably have to say you haven't heard it yet. Nobody's heard it yet. It's still in the works. My favorite beat is still in the works. I can't pick one.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I do really enjoy the Friday beat, the beat on Friday. I really enjoy that.
Okay. Awesome. So, 100, do you have a favorite event that you've ever done?
I opened up for T.I. Echo Stage recently. Okay.
That is awesome. Oh, my God. What's he like?
Yeah, that was my biggest audience performing in, like, 2,500 people.
Wow.
And they all had their hands up.
And that's how you know they love you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But what is T.I. like?
A busy man.
Cool. That's awesome. All right, so.
He's doing a good job.
He's doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he better. Well, it's Tiny going to get him.
Yeah.
So, 100, do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play the drum set, keyboard, bass guitar. I'm trying to learn how to play the saxophone, so I'm trying to be the first rapper to play the saxophone.
Oh, really, really awesome. You are very talented.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. DJ Full Effect.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you play any instrument?
Well, I play the electric guitar, piano, and that's about it.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So, my next question is, what are your short-term music career goals, like from the next 1 to 3 years?
1 to 3 years, basically getting the world to hear my music. That's it, that's all. Reaching out to people.
Okay.
Letting people know what I've been through, where I'm from, my story. That's basically it.
Oh, what did you say?
I said basically.
Oh, no, I heard you, but I heard somebody in the background.
Oh.
Because you got something that they want to hear.
Exactly. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, DJ Full Effect, what are your short-term music career goals, like, from the next 1 to 3 years?
I'm pretty much right hand-in-hand with 100. I want everybody to hear my music, and people call when they need a beat or anything. I want my name to be a household name within the 1 to 3 years. That's all that I really want.
Awesome. So, 100, what are your musical influences?
Oh, you know my favorite rapper, Lil Wayne.
Oh, wow.
People ask me every day, why Lil Wayne?
Yes,
basically
why?
Basically because I was there with him since the beginning. Like, y'all looking at the Lil Wayne today. I'm looking at the Lil Wayne, the big shirt, big jeans, and Reeboks.
Oh,
Steve Bowles and Reed with the cornrows. Like,
Lord, I remember that. Yeah.
Like, he been through the struggle. Like, he grinded to what he had today. Like, it ain't happened overnight for him. That's why it is with me. It ain't happening overnight.
Yeah.
So, that's my favorite rapper. Most of these rappers got a silver spoon in them.
Very true. Very true.
That's my man.
Okay. So, let's see. You write your own songs?
Yes, ma'am.
So what are your rituals when you're getting ready to write a song?
Go in the room, lock the door, cut the TV off, and listen to the beat.
Okay. And DJ Full Effect, I am so sorry. What are your musical influences?
Oh, man. I remember when I was kid listening to Earth, Wind & Fire beats and George Fenton beats, everything, man. I listened to a lot when I was younger, but exactly. But I'll probably have to say, I mean, I really, really admire Dr. Dre and everything that he's done. And you see how he's a household name, and he took his brand to the next level. I'll probably say that's my biggest influence.
Okay. Very good. Very good. So, all right. This is one of my questions that kind of stumps everyone sometimes. So, 100.
Yes, ma'am.
How would you define the word success?
Success to me is not just me making it. It's everybody around me making it, basically.
Amen.
Okay.
And their kids making it, and their kids' kids making it.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Awesome. So, DJ Full Effect, how would you define the word success?
I would probably have to say about 60, 70 years old, sitting in my mansion, laid back in my mansion. All my family knowing, them putting that all the work into me, just knowing that I finally made it, and that's pretty much all I could want.
By the way, everyone, DJ Full Effect is my cousin. So.
You will be with me in the mansion. Yeah. Thank you for the interview.
I will be there too. I'll be like, hey.
I will.
Woo! Be like, hey. Oh, yeah. I'll be like, what?
Oh, yeah.
70.
That's gonna be a
head out. You're my walker. Like, remember when you said I could come here? But,
all right.
Oh my goodness, it's always fun. Always fun. Lord. So, what else do you do besides, you know, playing music?
Oh, for me? 100?
Oh, I'm so sorry. 100.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. 100. What else do you do besides play music?
Besides make music?
Mhm.
I'm a father.
Oh. Awesome. And DJ Full Effect?
I work, and I come home, make music, and I go to sleep. I play video games here and there, but, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Let's get to the song. So this first song is called Testimony. Tell me what inspired that song, 100.
Basically life. My life.
Okay. That's all.
Right, life, my life, things around me, people I lost.
Speaks for itself.
You know what I'm saying? Some people talking to God and not getting no answer, but we're not getting the answer when they want the answer.
Okay. And DJ Full Effect, what inspired the beat for this song?
Well, I just really wanted to make a slow song at that time, so I put on the slow song, and I knew that someone was going to like it, or 100. I knew 100 was going to like it.
Okay, dokie. All right, so. Okay, so here is Testimony by 100, produced by DJ Full Effect.
First. We can't hear it, though.
Love these niggas be testing me. They gon' have me catch a felony. End up in the penitentiary. Man, I feel like you are testing me. My kid niggas be testing me. They gon' have me catch a felony. End up in the penitentiary. I don't know what it's you can do when you done lost the mom and pop. I don't know, barely ever take
I'm so sorry.
I realized that I kind of messed up there. We're going to have to start this song over. I'm so very sorry.
Okay. I like the beginning.
Okay. All right. Here is Testimony by 100.
Testimony by 100. So the next song is the song that you all are actually promoting, which is called Friday. So tell me what inspired that song, 100.
Basically, just being in a club on Friday and not hand with Friday songs. Like, really, like, what inspired you to go to the club on Friday? Like,
talking about going to the club on Tuesday. What about Friday?
The club going up on Tuesday, but
not on a Friday.
But it started on a Friday. You know what I'm
saying? Okay, so DJ Full Effect, what inspired this beat?
Well, that was just a hype moment, and I just, what I feel I make. So when I was feeling that, I made that beat, and we was in the studio together, and he killed it, exactly.
All right. All right, so this is Friday by 100 DMV.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what did you tell me?
We gon' turn up on a Friday.
That was Friday by 100 DMV. Are y'all talking while I'm doing the music?
Oh.
If they can hear it. Well, at least I can hear it. So, yeah.
I was full of fact. You know, he's talking.
Oh, Lord. It's okay, it's okay. They can hear the song, though. So the next song is called Pipe Down. So tell me, 100, what inspired this song?
Actually, you know them people that's always in your face that think they know what they're talking about, but they don't know. Like, you know what you're talking about, but they think they know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell them people to pipe down, like, calm down. Like, I know. Like, I've seen it happen. Did you? You know what I'm saying? Pipe down and let me tell my story. That's why I got the call.
Okay. And DJ Full Effect, what inspired this beat?
Mahana told me he needed a beat, and I made it for him.
So no inspiration. It was just like, hey, I need one. And he said, okay.
I can't lie on that one. Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, so here's Pipe Down by 100 DMZ, produced by DJ Full Effect. Happening here, but boy, we have had a technical difficulty that happens sometimes on this show because it is so new.
Over there and over here.
I'm so sorry about this. Luckily today we have an hour, so we are all good. So very sorry about that again. So very sorry.
That's a big hit. Give us a table.
Uh-oh.
We could have booked that.
Damn, I got that.
Yeah.
It didn't even hurt as much as it sounded.
Yeah, it made it. It would have been.
Okay, so while I'm trying to fix this, 100, when you're getting ready to go on stage and do a performance, do you get nervous?
Not really. I don't call it nervous, but I just be wanting to do my best. So, but my heart be beating like at a break. But I don't consider it nervous. I consider it not wanting to screw up. Like, yeah, it's like adrenaline. But I ain't scared to get on the stage. I love getting on stage. It's just like when you're in front of a new crowd, you be like, yeah, I got to give these people what they want.
Okay. All right, so here is Pipe Down by 100 DMV, produced by DJ Full Effect.
So fucking locked down there at my mom with a
That was Piped Down by 100 DMV. All right, so the last song that we will be playing is called Too Loyal. So explain to me, 100, what inspired that song?
Basically, I've been doing this for a long time, and I done ran into a lot of dudes that say they about that and with that. But the whole time, they just not with it. Like, everybody that's in the Too Loyal camp right now, I consider be loyal. Like, I could depend on and I could trust. But, like, the people in my past, we did live music. I've been doing music for a long time. It's just, like, when money in your face, people change up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that came from.
DJ Full Effect, what inspired this beat?
Well, unfortunately, this was pre-Full Effect for Tone, but I do respect the beat for 100, and I respect the beat so much, though, and that actually elevated me to want to, you know, better my beats, so I really did appreciate him doing that.
Okay. All right, so this is Too Loyal by 100 DMV.
I'm going to
That was Too Loyal by 100DMV. So I totally want to thank you for coming on my show tonight. I do truly appreciate it.
Yeah, cool.
I can't hear you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Awesome. All right, so you can check out more of 100DMV and DJ Full Effect on their SoundCloud pages and Bandcamp. Don't forget to like us on Facebook to always know when to tune in to the best music radio podcast in the DMV. So, as I say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.